States.
And you can't
push it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion. You stay
3 inches. What?
Raised to nothing. What?
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing how anyone could mistake a llama for a kangaroo, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Okay, I'm ready. Do I need a pen for this?
Yes, you do.
This is Sherry's exercise. Okay, we're doing Sherry's exercise. Here. All right, we're ready.
All right, this is just a fun little thing we used to do in college. My professor, to get our minds flowing and more creative, would have the room do this before class. But I'm going to add a little bit more of a personal twist to this. Ooh. But basically what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and someone's going to start a story and pass it off to the next, open-ended, kind of like going around like that, which it could get interesting. You don't have to try to be funny. Sometimes it could just work itself out on its own that way.
Okay. So we only need one piece of paper, then?
Yeah, just one piece of paper. Okay. But what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and we're each going to write down a noun, person, place, or a thing, obviously. Just something personal to you, and explain why you picked that word. Like, for me, number one, I'll pick driving lessons, because right now I'm teaching my nephew driving lessons. So it's just something...
So it's something that's
a little personable to me. Right. And eventually, as we go around the room, those are going to be the five words that you have to use before you pass it on to the next person. You know, maybe like Alicia might pick Snoopy's snow cone machine because she loves Snoopy. You know.
No, or, you know, anything. Because that's where I work and I
love it.
Yeah,
so you can write down.
I've never loved a job like this ever.
True. Yeah, and then write down. But, you know, we're just going to do five. Just one at a time, go around the room, say the word, and write it down and why you chose that word.
Okay. I choose space.
The final frontier.
And why I chose it? Because I saw this really cool show last night about space.
All right.
I thought that was really interesting.
There you go.
Brian.
Sally Field.
Because?
She makes cookies?
No.
No, that's
easy. She plays Gidget.
I remember watching Gidget.
She, I remember I went a whole summer once, and I couldn't remember her name.
Gidget or Sally Field?
Sally Field. Like, who played Gidget? Who was the flying nun? Couldn't, it just, what a mental block. You know, you forget about it in a couple hours, you go, oh my God, Sally Field. No, it was like a whole summer. I spent my whole, what did you do last summer? I thought of Sally Field's name, and then I came back to school. That's all I did. But it was on for 3 months. Because there was, you know, there was no interweb back then.
Yeah, there's no internet.
Just saying. Sally Field.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Now we pick another word?
Wait, Alicia goes.
No, I
think Oh, that's the one you picked. Okay.
Yeah, too.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Alright, go ahead.
Sorry,
Sherry.
I'm going to pick wedding. Just because I just went to my best friend's wedding this weekend.
Toast. There has to be, like, this deep meaning.
No, I mean, that's what
like
you eat every morning. Yeah.
I like toast.
I like toast.
Toast is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to think of food.
Mm-hmm. You can think of food.
And Sally Field.
She makes cookies.
No, she doesn't. That's Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields.
Well, didn't Sherry get married?
Then make cookies? Okay, here's what you have to do. You have to get married and make cookies. This will Brian's joke will work.
Tape deck. Because... the tape adapter thing for my iPod doesn't like my tape deck in my car anymore. So you know how, like, it doesn't actually come out, but it flips? It won't stop flipping, so I can't listen to my iPod in the car anymore.
Oh.
It just keeps flipping and flipping and flipping, and I'll flip it back to side one, and it flips to side two, and I'll flip it back to side one. It makes me crazy.
Earl.
As in the naval base?
As in... the way old people
think. Oh, Earl! Why do you like Earl so much?
Just because there's some, those words that old people say, and it's just Earl, turlet. I gotta go to the turlet.
Turlet paper.
Worsh. I gotta worsh.
Oh, now you spawned up one for me, which I have to say now. The metal kettle. My grandma used to say that. The metal kettle.
Old people talk weird.
Now I gotta write that down. Metal kettle.
I had a boss like that. One of the best bosses I ever had. But he talked to you that way. And you oh my God, I can't laugh. He's like, listen, we got these new trucks. We gotta worship them. Gotta make sure they're earled. And I'm like, what the hell? Never worse or Earl in my life. Oh, so Earl.
Okay.
All right, well, then if we're going to say words like that, then I'm going to say leg.
Leg?
Leg.
My mother.
Yes.
Leg.
Love your mother, but she says leg.
Leg.
Instead of leg.
Instead of leg. I told her when she moved to Central Jersey that there's a rule that you have to say words a certain way. One of them is leg. You can't say leg anymore. Can't. And there's another word too. Eggs. No, it's egg.
Eggs. Got it. What do you want for breakfast, Fonzie? Eggs.
Yeah. I hurt my leg. No, you didn't. You hurt your leg. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead, pick your word.
I don't have one.
Well, pick one.
Come on.
I can't think of it.
Hold on.
Bri?
Still
crooked.
Actually, they are out there.
You know why I say that, Brian, by the way? Because that's what you said once a long time ago. When it was silence, you would go cricket. But the truth is, like, no, it's not what they do. They go chirp. But you said cricket. Like, and everybody got it, but it didn't make any sense.
But it's still funny.
It's still funny, but it didn't make sense, though. Later on, when you left, I'm like...
Now, how does chirp even translate from... They go...
Yeah, they don't chirp either.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. But they don't say cricket.
Moo moo.
Can I pick my next word?
Sure.
Cricket.
I knew you were going to say cricket.
Inadequate. That's the word.
Inadequate.
Is that a noun?
Yes.
Good for you.
No, yeah.
Are you sure that feels more like an adjective?
Yeah.
But you could use it if you really want to use it. It's not, you know, this is just for fun. It's not like strict.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's good. I just wanted to make sure.
Can-can.
Because you saw a commercial for Chef.
No, I just had that song in my head.
I just want to see girls kicking their legs up.
Right.
That's a very dangerous dance back in the day.
Did you do your next word, Rod?
Yeah, can-can.
Were you at ShopRite today?
I said basically the same thing.
But did you find substitute words?
No, I'm using inadequate.
Yeah, we said she could use it, because... She worked so hard.
I'm going to say inadequacy.
There's no real rules here.
Pick your fourth one.
I'm like one behind. How's that happen? Nail polish. Because I've been sitting here all night trying to pick it off.
Ew, don't do that.
It doesn't last any more than a day.
I say phone.
Why do you say phone?
Well, it's here, but...
It's blinking in your face.
I don't know. I guess there wasn't a big meaning with the phone, but...
It just rings off the hook and it's really freaking annoying.
I guess so. I have five words. I don't know what's wrong with
you. I
only
have three. Right. You know why? Because I'm inadequate.
Well, I had an observation about phone booths the other day. You don't see them anymore.
Right.
You know, because they're just not around anymore. Where does Superman go and change?
The Verizon store?
Maybe that's why there's so much crime. Crime rates up.
Phone booth anymore.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny. I was just an officer. I'm sitting there going, I wonder where Superman changes.
What about Doctor Who?
I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
He travels around in the TARDIS, which is a phone box.
Well, not anymore. Doctor Who and Superman are looking at each other, and the world is crumbling. I'd like to run for mayor, and that would be my platform. More phone booths. Crime will be down because Superman will have a place to change. And be serious about it. And then see what happens during the press conference. Because people stare. Cricket.
Look, I now I numbered my words.
Because you're Mr. Organization.
Wow.
Because you guys don't have five yet.
Two, three.
Yeah, go ahead, write another word.
Idiots.
I hate them. Oh, look, it's a baby koala. No, it's a baby wallaby. Not a koala. You're an idiot.
But she has idiot.
Idiots. Yeah, or how about the one that I got yesterday? And the daddy kangaroo has a pouch. I whipped my hair around so fast I almost broke my neck. And the guy looked at me and he goes, the mommy kangaroo has a pouch? I said, yeah, it's the mommy.
Radio.
Okay, so you got your... Right,
my last
work,
one,
what's your last
I
one?
Think, right, everyone else...
I got one, I'm going to pick one more.
All right, you too. I'm going to pick remote control, because mine finally came in the mail the other day, because my remote broke for my TV, and it just took me months to get around to ordering a new one. So I've been getting up, pushing buttons on the TV.
Oh, what is this, the old days?
This is the old days. But I did get a lot of exercise. I lost 3 pounds.
Oh, my God.
We're just getting yelled at when we turn the knob real quick.
Oh, yeah, we did too. We did too.
And you know, because you only had...
13 channels.
13 channels.
Actually,
2
through 13.
2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. And then on UHF, you had 64. And there was another one, which never came in good. You had 9 channels.
Yeah, my dad
used to yell at
it.
Oh my god.
It was black and white too, I bet.
Yeah, we had that.
Pick your last word, would you? You got your word, Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Exhaustion. No explanation needed.
Giant Stadium.
Ow.
Because it's gone.
Okay.
Didn't even bother looking for Jimmy Hoffa.
No? Why not?
I don't know. You think they'd have... Because when he died, they were building it.
Oh.
And, you know, construction and, you know, the two together. Mm. You know, it's the perfect place to put them. They're going to build a stadium that's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And then, aren't you a little curious? Isn't there somebody just sifting through a little bit of that rubble?
You know what? They probably are, but they're not telling anyone.
I don't know. They use it as fill. They used it as fill for the parking lot. They like dug down and they took all the concrete and they just used it as fill.
Oh, come on. They said he was buried under like the 50-yard line or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Did they at least look there?
220 something and nah, they just you know.
The people just don't care. Like
I guess, but I mean you gotta somewhere I don't know. I took a piece of concrete. I might have Jimmy Hoffa DNA.
You took a piece of concrete?
Yeah.
Where? Like, when did you went there to see it?
There's a flea market there, so I went to the flea market, and they're taking it down, and there's just piles of concrete. Like, I want a piece of concrete. So the guy gave me a nice piece of concrete from Giant Stadium.
And he charged you?
It had blue on it.
Cool.
You know, from the color of it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, and I just, it's a cool thing to have. I'm going to use a paperweight.
Okay.
What's your paperweight?
Jimmy Hoffa
DNA. All right. Man, you know how to break it open? There's a bone in it. Okay, so now, we have our five words.
All right, I thought, one more stupid thing. Maybe it could be stupid or funny. I don't know.
Go ahead.
But when you get to the story and you get to your word, because you've used the word and it's money in the bank, when you have to use the word, you have to go, cha-ching, get all excited.
All right.
Yay.
Just so we know you've used the word. And
okay.
Yay!
So I don't know how we're using the word, though. Like, how are you using
it? Well,
you mean
just basically,
you're going to study a sentence? And
right, yeah.
It?
Start off a story, and I'll use the word drive in this and somehow, and after I do, I'll pass it around to you.
Okay. And I have to make the story relate?
Yeah, I guess it kind of has to make sense. It could be off the wall, stupid. I mean...
All right. So get ready to be quick with your word. All right.
So one day, I was... decide I wanted to take a ride to the store, and I was in a rush because I had to get to my mother's house because she was going to be watching a movie, and I only had a half hour to get there. So I go to the store, and unfortunately I got stuck behind this really slow car, and I realized that the person must have been giving him driving lessons. Cha-ching! So...
Great, I'm the one talking about going fast. So I thought, what kind of space cadet would give anybody driving lessons? Cha-ching!
Especially on the way to a zoo. Cha-ching! Jeez.
Want some cookies?
Wow. No, that's Field.
I know. I'm just wondering how Brian's going to turn this into the story.
So, okay, so I was driving to the zoo behind the slow guy, and I realized it was Sally Field that was getting driving lessons.
Wow.
I thought that was a little odd. Cha-ching!
So I was wondering why on her wedding day, cha-ching, she felt the urge to get driving lessons.
I thought maybe it had something to do with the toast.
Cha-ching. Oh!
A wedding toast. That's nice.
Wow.
That's good.
I use space the opposite way, too.
Yeah.
Space
good.
Cadet.
Is it good?
So she had all of her different ideas for the toast on tape, so she put it in the tape deck, cha-ching, for the guy to listen to, but he didn't like any of them.
But the kicker was the car that Sally Field was in. It ran out of Earl. Cha-ching!
So she quickly drove to the gas station, and she saw a little metal kettle, cha-ching, on the side that was filled with the Earl. So
I watched her fill it up and then quickly spill it all over her leg.
Cha-ching.
Because when it came to filling up her car with Earl, she was very inadequate. Cha-ching.
In order to get the oil, in order to get the Earl off of her leg, the only thing to do was to do the can-can. Splash it all over the gas station attendant. Cha-ching!
And unfortunately, while she was at it, she scuffed up her nail polish that were around her fingers, and now she was going to look horrible for her wedding day. Cha-ching! I did the cha-ching too late, but...
And while she was late at her wedding, all you could hear in the audience, the reception area, was cricket, 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 cha-ching.
And everybody kept saying, "Where are those idiots? Cha-ching."
Where is she now? I lost track of her.
They're
trying to get to the wedding. They filled up the car with
she
Earl.
She has no nail polish.
She has no nail polish.
Earl's all over her leg.
Leg.
No, she leg. Kicked it off.
Oh, with the can-can.
She's going to be late for her wedding. And
Sally Field's getting married?
I guess.
Yes.
Sally Field was in the car. She's getting married.
Are you heartbroken?
Yes, a little bit. She was cute. She was a cute Gidget. She was a cute Gidget.
I don't know Gidget.
Oh, that's where Moondoggy comes from.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I might have.
All right, so then she's rushing to her wedding with her oil-stained legs and Earl-stained legs and non-legs. Earl-stained legs.
Legs.
Yeah. With her Earl-stained legs.
Leg.
Yeah. Earl-stained leg. Earl-stained leg.
Leg.
And
that's such a sound bite.
Earl-stained leg. Earl-stained leg. But there's traffic. She has to turn on the radio, cha-ching, to find out how to get around the traffic.
But she didn't have her remote control, cha-ching. So the radio stayed off, and she was very distraught.
So she had to pull out her cell phone, cha-ching, to make a call to the President of the United States.
Oh.
However, he was suffering from exhaustion, cha-ching, so he didn't answer.
Nice. All right, Brian, you have to wrap it up.
So they said, screw the church. We're going to have this at Giant Stadium. Cha-ching.
That was good.
So let's recap.
What the hell happened in this
Let's
story?
Recap. Somebody was having driving lessons.
Right.
She was on her way to her mother's house. Let me see if I can remember this whole story. She was on her way to her mother's house. The mother was going to watch a video, so she had to hurry up. She got stuck behind Sally Field, who was getting driving lessons.
Right.
Okay? And Sherry said, what kind of space could that take driving lessons? Somebody wants to learn how to drive, I guess. And then, especially when they're on the way to the zoo. So, wait, is she going to a wedding or a zoo?
Something got
screwed up. But then the car...
The zoo was coming first.
The wedding was at the zoo.
The wedding was originally at the zoo, and then it wound up at Giant Stadium. But then there was a problem, because they ran out of Earl. And then...
I found the Earl in the metal kettle.
Yes, they went to the gas station and found the Earl in the metal kettle. And then, wow. This is hard to put together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then she poured the Earl on her leg.
Leg.
And leg.
No,
and
it's
leg.
Just one leg.
L-A-Y-G.
Leg.
Leg.
L-A-I-G.
No, L-A-Y-G.
Yeah, leg.
Like Alexander Haig.
Yes.
Alexander Leg.
Yeah, leg.
That's not what I said. I said Alexander Haig. And you said yes. Alexander Haig?
Yeah. I just added an L.
Whatever. That means nothing to
Alexander
me.
Lehaig?
No.
Oh,
no, Haleg.
Haleg. Okay, so then, wait a minute. Metal kettle, Earl.
There was a wedding toast, but you missed that.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Can-can.
Can-can. So then she did the can-can to get the Earl off her Alexander Haleg. And she felt inadequate. And then somebody heard crickets, and her nail polish was fucked up, and they had to listen to the radio
because
they were with the remote control, it didn't work, and somebody's an idiot. And
the people at the wedding said, "Where are those idiots?"
Exactly, and then they all were exhausted.
No,
called.
Tried to use the cell phone.
Tried to use a cell phone to call the President of the United States, but he was suffering from exhaustion. So they decided to have the wedding at Giant Stadium instead.
And now another non sequitur on the Imaginary Radio Show.
The Wright Brothers. Love them or hate them. You gotta love them.
Thanks for listening to another Imaginary Radio Show non sequitur.
If you want to, you can.
Please ask me why I chew my coffee.
Shut up!
It's a filter system.
You chew your coffee?
I do. But it developed because of the crunchies in the bottom of the coffee.
Well, we only have crunchies now because the coffee maker is screwed up and I can't use half of the stuff that comes with it.
But the first time I drank and crunchies went down, I'm like, oh man, I have to start chewing my coffee.
I'm sure. Go to Dunkin' Donuts and then drink it. Go to Starbucks and enjoy your liquid coffee.
It's too late. Like, now I've developed this thing where, like, I chew all drinks.
He does.
Oh, my God.
Do you gargle tea?
No.
You
don't drink tea?
You don't drink tea?
Not really.
Tea's okay.
Tea's okay.
I switched to green tea once. They said it was going to be healthier. And then I learned that, apparently, my body, you can't drink it on an empty stomach. Because, you know, I drink, like, two huge glasses of...
What happened?
Cups of coffee. Oh, I got so nauseous.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, that was good. I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? And I just, same thing with zinc. I didn't know I was allergic to zinc. And I was sick. Yeah. And this just when those coldies things came out, when they're 99.44/100% zinc.
No, that's not.
I didn't know that, and I just feel like, I have a little tickle in my throat. Someone's like, oh, I'm going to try these. I'm like, oh, you know, I better take two. And I just proceeded to throw up all over the place.
Nasty.
And I didn't know, then I thought I was sick. Then I felt fine. I'm like, I got this tickle. And the next day, I'm like, I got this tickle. You better take more coldies. I'm like, okay, give me more coldies. And I'm throwing up again. I said, what the hell's going on? And I realized I had an aversion to zinc. I knew it from when I was a kid because they gave me zinc for something and I threw up. So that's how I knew it, but I didn't know it was in the coldies. It was the second day after my second vomit session that I decided to read the ingredients on the back of coldies and realized it was just another coldies is another word for zinc in a pill.
Well,
would you like to know why I know I'm allergic to zinc, Brian?
Sure.
Because I went to the doctor. And I had an enlarged prostate when I was young.
Congratulations.
Really?
Thank you. Yes, I was like 16.
Oh, that's not young.
For an enlarged prostate?
Five. Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it was because you were deficient in zinc?
No. I don't know what it was. I guess I was just born with it or whatever. I just had to go to the bathroom all the time, So I went to the doctor. And... I got it for the first time.
Got what?
What do you think?
An exam?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was coming. I thought he was going to just, you know,
look,
check my pulse and give me some pills and give me some zinc and go here. Go take these and throw up and have a good time. No. Wow. What an experience that is. You can't... It feels... like somebody's taking your intestines.
Oh, no.
You're just pushing them.
Yeah.
Up into your throat.
Oh, God.
It is...
They don't put you out for that?
No.
Put you out.
It was just a digital exam, right?
Digital? Digit? It was involved? Yeah.
Digit.
Oh, I thought you meant... Yeah. I think there were a couple.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I didn't.
I thought you didn't need those till you're like 50.
I knew at that point that there was no way I would be gay. That was like I was 99% sure. When I waddled out of that doctor's office, I was 100% sure. Oh my God, I'll never forget that because it happened to me like in an instant. I'm like, you could wait. You were doing what? And then suddenly I'm bent over, and suddenly he's in there.
Yeah, they can't.
And then I'm just like. And you feel like your liver's gonna come out of your mouth, and then you're done, and then it's all like gooey, and you just want to go home. Oh, I'll never forget that feeling. But anyway, so they just to top it all off, he gives me zinc pills, and then I throw up. And then that was a bad day. That was a bad day. I was violated and zinc filled,
and then emptied.
Mm.
Can I just say how you felt? We get to go through that at least once a year, but it works. Just gonna say.
You could still be gay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It just hurts.
Yep.
Being gay hurts?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. Well, I certainly wouldn't go out with my doctor.
He'll feed you
Giant Hands McGee.
I thought it was. I thought he had zinc in his name too.
Paging Dr. Balloon Thumbs.
Please email us at thewagmusic@aol.com. Let us know what you think of our show and receive a free prize.
The coffees have crunchies. Now I have to shoot it.
See, are you chewing?
Yeah, I have to.
You have to, because if they go down without the chew,
it's bad. My prostate hurts. It's enlarged. Can you check it out for me, bro?
It's not good. Do you have to go now every year?
No, are you kidding me? I haven't gone since.
No, but you should.
No. No, thank you.
When they when something...
No, thank you.
You have to go... Like that
when
thing.
I drop, they can cut me open and say, oh, this is what he had. That'll be fine with that. That's okay.
No, you're supposed to go, I think... So, I think if you have no problems or issues, I think as a guy, I think you got to start going at age 50, is it? Or?
Sure. I'll wait till I'm 50.
Yeah, but if you have an issue, I think you should go.
I'm fine.
And it'll make a good podcast.
No, no, no. Can I bring the recorder with me?
And now, live from Dr. McGee. We'll get him back and be like, this is your life.
Oh, my God. This is your life.
I'd run. I'd waddle.
Brian.
I'd waddle away from him as quickly.
This is your life.
I remember what town it was in. I could probably point out the building.
What's
it
up?
Was in, I want to say, Weehawken or Jersey City. And, yeah, I remember that experience. I remember the after.
And they don't put you out for that.
No, because it's very quick. And it's...
Did he tell you what he was going to do?
I kind of figured it out when I got my pants off. I didn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what was next. He had a glove on, I had my pants off, and there was a jar of Vaseline. And I said... Oh man, I don't think he's gonna give me an eye exam. Like, I think this is it. So, and it's just like, you know, you don't think you're gonna go through that for years. Like, I don't have to worry about that. I have to worry about that till I'm 60. 16 years old, like, oh my God. The light flashed before my eyes.
Did they say why you had an enlarged prostate?
You said too much caffeine.
At 16?
Yeah, we used to stay up all night and drink.
So, you wanted to cut down then? What are you trying to grow this thing to be,
Well, I was compensating.
I'm compensating. Speaking of baseball... I forgot about this. Speaking of baseball, every Major League Baseball...
Team?
Ball.
Ball?
Baseball.
The baseball.
Every Major League Baseball is rubbed, because they come out of the factory, they're very shiny and slippery.
Okay.
So they're rubbed with mud. From New Jersey. From one little place down in like southwestern New Jersey. And they don't even tell you where it is. And they go into the backwoods and they dig up this mud. And they take every baseball. If you catch a baseball at a baseball game, it's been rubbed with that mud.
Why this one special case?
Beats me.
So that they're all the same, I guess.
But now... I want to get the mud. I won't put it on my face.
I knew you were going to say
If it's good enough for Major League Baseball, it's good enough for my face. And maybe it's good for my complexion.
Where did you hear about this?
I heard about it years ago. And I'm like, that can't be true. And then it was. And then you hear about it occasionally. It's not like, not like the biggest thing in the world, but it's true.
Next time you come over, can I pretend I found the mud?
No. You got to buy it. You could buy it.
You could buy it?
Yeah, and then put it on my face.
Wait, who buys mud?
I will. Major League Baseball and
out in the backyard
Brian from the WAG will be purchasing mud. And I'm going to buy some and put it on my face and see what happens. And I'll exfoliate. It'll be good.
Well, only if it's got pebbles.
Okay, can we get mud so then I can put it on my face and I'll report back?
Brian, can I put the mud on your face?
Can you order me
can
mud?
Can it be from the backyard?
I want that for my birthday.
Wow, the real baseball mud? Fine.
Real baseball mud, and I'll put it on my face.
Wait, I already got your birthday gift.
Well, you know what? Tough. I want baseball mud.
Christmas.
What are you going to do if you're not allowed to purchase it? Or are you allowed?
I think you're allowed to purchase it.
Well, I just want to know, why do they do that? And, like...
They do it to scuff up the balls.
Yeah, but
why
to bring all the baseballs to New Jersey? Like, I'm sure other plants make them.
Lena Blackburn baseball rubbing mud from the Delaware River Basin.
Say it. It's a birthday present.
Can you buy it?
All right, let's see.
For more information, visit the Baseball Rubbing Mud website. What, you said?
And we don't have a link to that on our website? How dare you?
Do you get a certificate of authenticity?
Shh, I'm going to fake the mud to him. Gary, don't give him ideas.
Think there's a Tupperware mud on it.
So what?
NJ mud. Here you go. Wrap it in tinfoil and it's my birthday present.
I want to know that it's real.
New Jersey mud. Next time you return to his home in Burlington County, that's 856 territory. He checked out the mud along tributaries of the Delaware River until he found some muck. The whereabouts of the mud hole is still a dark secret. And the texture he got would do the job. Didn't have an odor, didn't turn the balls black. That's always good.
I want that for my birthday.
Christmas.
You can't even buy me mud for my birthday?
No.
Okay, so get the mud. She could put it on my face and I'll lay there.
Can we apply it? Can we apply it with a shoe?
What?
He's like in a loop.
He cracks himself up. He said that because you walk in mud. So
you want to walk on your face.
Yeah, he went so polite with the shit that you walked in. Let it out, Dio, just let it out.
It's good.
He cracked himself up.
Cleats would have been funnier.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Well, speaking of baseball, if we could stay on baseball, because when like, you understand.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a foul.
Yes. You know, like when Mariano Rivera comes and they play Enter Sandman. And when Derek Jeter comes to bat, they play a song.
Okay.
Another example of, can somebody please have a sense of humor?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then pick, like, the Harper Valley PTA. And, like, that's their song. And they come out to hit to it. And it's a joke, but then you have to, no, fast forward. It's game 7 of the World Series. 9th inning. Runners in scoring position. A-Rod comes up to bat, and they're playing Harper Valley PTA.
That
is funny.
That would be so good.
That would be hysterical.
I would come out to the chicken dance.
Yeah, I know. You would come out to the...
Na 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 na.
You come out to a sad song like Cats in the Cradle. You were like, yeah! And you come out to Christmas Shoes.
I can't listen to that song. I hate that song.
Oh, I hate that.
That would be funny.
That would be fun. I would do that. In a heart.
Yankees are up by one run. Bottom of the ninth, in comes Mariano Rivera to party all the time. That, tell me, who doesn't that? Oh, God. Nobody has a sense of humor.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com. And now for some music from The Wag.
Anyway, I find old stuff, and I like to find the owners of the old stuff. I think it's interesting, and I've done it a couple times with scrapbooks, where I'll find a scrapbook from, like, 1920, and it's full of dance cards, and whatever they saved back then, that was their scrapbook. I mean, the scrapbook was big back then. You know what I mean? So then you'd see, like a car, like me and Johnny went for a walk, and he picked me a flower, and then you turn the page, and there's the flower, pressed in the book, and everything like that.
That's cool.
And then you see, like, the graduation, and all this stuff. It's like, normally, like, 2 years of somebody's life. So I get these things, and I try to find the person. And I've done it twice. I found two people.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
I found one. They're both dead. I found their family. One guy was in Texas, and on the internet, you just you figure it out. And I emailed him, I'm like, I think I have your mom's scrapbook.
Wow.
And he's like, get out of here. She had just passed away like a year ago.
Oh, and so what happened? What did you do?
I sent it to him, and then they said that they sent me back, and they're like, it was the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, cool.
And then I found another guy, and he was a little, leery. Like, what do you want?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And because I emailed him, I'm like, I said, hey, got your mom's scrapbook here. You want it? He's like, okay, I'd be interested. That was it. So I sent me your address. I sent it. Then he got nice. Right. And he knew I wasn't, trying to, because both of them were rich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
how
it was,
did you know that?
The one guy does ballooning as a hobby. And he was a doctor. That's how I found him. I looked him up. He's like, doctor, whatever. I looked him up in the Yellow Pages.
Wow.
And that's how I figured out him. And then the other guy ran some sort of. He ran it. He did what?
Did he run it?
He was good at it. It was like some sort of charity thing. But, he was, the head, the president.
Right.
I had to go through his secretary to weasel my way up to him. It took a while to get to him. And the same thing, his parents passed away.
Where'd you find these?
I found them in yard sales or whatever like that. And I looked around. I mean, they're really, really, really nice.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, so I also found this record at the flea market.
Okay.
And it's called Love is a Wonderful Thing. And it was recorded at a Variety Record... Love is a Wonderful Thing. It was recorded at Variety Record Service, and it has the old phonetic number, so you know that it's old.
Yeah.
And it's the guy's name is Ralph Montello, and I want to try to give this back to him.
I looked it up. I found next to nothing.
That's okay, because there's two phone numbers on here.
No, I'm not calling.
I am.
Can you imagine?
Right now?
Yeah. On the radio show. First, let's hear it to see if it's worth sending to this guy.
All right, can we just hear a little bit of it?
Well, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. I just want to make sure it works. Ralph Montello, Love is a Wonderful Thing. To sing.
La 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 la, you kiss me tenderly. La 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 la, I find it so heavenly.
Ain't bad.
I have a kiss with the vine.
I want the chorus to come in.
La 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 la.
Did this guy actually think that in 50 years we'd be sitting around here singing to his record?
Boy, you're rich.
Did he just curse?
Little
potty mouth is Ralph Montello. La 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 f- la la la. Here comes a cuss word, bro.
La 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 la, just so I'm able to. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
intro of the Imaginary Radio. Love is a wonderful thing. I gotta hear how it ends. Want to sing?
Everybody.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Big ending.
Cha cha cha.
You get cha cha cha. Fade out.
Fade out.
No fair.
We need
a solid ending.
Cha cha cha.
It ended.
Hey, Ralph Montello.
Yeah.
All right, now give me Ralph Montello because I want to call him.
Call him up.
Let me see. Can you get it on speaker, Bray? No, I can't do that. That's illegal. You're not allowed to tape
number.
People.
Oh.
Yeah, you are, as long as one of you is aware that even.
No.
No, I mean, like, no.
That's years ago. They took that rule out a long time ago.
But hold on. If you get him on the phone and you say...
If I get him on the phone, Brian, I'm going to pass out.
No, I mean, if you get him on the phone...
If I say, it's Ralph Montello there, and he says, what can I do for you? Do you have my record? There you go. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but can you then tell him, like, look, can I put you on speaker and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. If I get a family member, sure. But I don't think... I'm just saying there's two phone numbers on here. One's crossed out. Let's go for the one that's not crossed out. And they are New York numbers. And let's see if we get Ralph Montello. Calling.
Who are you going to say you are?
La, 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 la.
You should just sing that.
Yeah, it would scare the shit out of him. Imagine if it was him, the answer was like... Oh, okay, one number's out of service.
The area code.
That's 212. And if you had that original 212, they didn't change it. Okay, well, we got one more shot, and then that's it. Then I got to go to Plan B to find this guy.
What?
Oh, I'm going to find this
doors.
Guy. Ralph Montello here?
Oh,
no?
What's it say?
Screwed.
What is it, a variety thing? What did it say?
No, that was a...
Is it something please call our operator?
Yeah, it was like probably a service. Ugh.
They made a mistake on that record, by the way. There's two holes in the back.
Yeah,
I know.
And nothing else on the back. That's weird.
Yeah.
Is this one that you would do in a booth?
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. But I don't know. So, like, she looked this guy up, and he is a songwriter. I don't know if that's him singing, or I don't know if that's somebody singing his song.
Oh.
True. It's probably him singing just because there's nobody else listed.
There's an address here, too.
I looked up everything.
Even the address?
Yeah.
Ralph Montello there.
Darn it. Yeah, this is you know what this is? This is Al Capone's bottle in the wall. This is what you just did to me.
No.
I was so excited. I'm like,
but what if I
find
it?
Wait. I hear the story about the scrapbook one, and I'm like, oh, and then scrapbook two, success. Oh, now the record, we're gonna do it live on the radio show. And what do we get? Al Capone's bottle.
Yeah, but it takes time. This is part one.
Yeah,
I'll find him.
I'm waiting here with you, Geraldo.
I'm going to find him.
And what do I get? Nothing.
If he's alive, he gets his record. If I find his grave, I'm going to put his record on the grave.
Yeah, but I get right now, there's no excitement. The excitement's over. It's done.
No, we had la, 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 la. That
was
good.
No, that's not enough.
Is that enough for you?
No, I wanted success. I wanted, like, happy. Oh, you got your record. Hey. Yeah,
you
I'm
will.
Hello.
Give me time.
Wait, how old would this guy be?
He's probably, that's what I'm saying. If he was, I don't know, sounded old in the recording.
Yeah, but like,
what's the date on the record?
There isn't a date on the record, but the recording has a phonetic phone number.
Right.
So that's...
Like 40s, 50s.
Yeah, I mean, the latest, I would say, would be early 60s. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, because the phone numbers up here are not in phonetics.
Huh.
So I don't know, I'm going to find him.
I guess he could then still be
he
around.
He could still be alive.
He's got to be in his 70s or
something. Yeah, 70s or 80s. He could still be around.
He could still be around.
So isn't it cool? I'm going to find him.
Well, it would be cool, but I just wish we found him now.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show.
What about the return of Bruno on cassette?
Oh, my gosh. Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait, I liked it.
Yes, it's Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked it.
I like Bruce Willis.
I like Bruce Willis.
isn't that the wrong one?
I liked him in Moonlighting.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Good show. I loved Moonlighting. Don't get me started on Moonlighting. Oh, my God.
Why? What's up with Moonlighting?
because I've never seen a show mess itself up so bad as Moonlighting did. It was this funny, funny show, and not guys sleep with each other.
Yeah,
goodbye. End of the show. Mm-hmm. And you watched it. You invested so much time. You thought it was the best show in the world. It was the greatest show. And then they slept with each other, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah. And then it proceeded to suck for like 3 years. And Mark Harmon came in. I don't like him.
I like Mark Harmon.
Because he ruined Moonlighting.
But I like him.
Yeah. No, but he ruined Moonlighting.
I don't remember him on Moonlighting.
He was the other boyfriend.
I think I stopped watching it.
And then she got pregnant.
She got pregnant?
Yeah. I don't know who the kid is. Is it Mark Harmon's? Is it Bruno's? Nobody knew. Nobody knew. She wouldn't say. And then they ruined it. And then at the very end, when they knew they were going to get canceled, like the last one episode or two episodes, they said, okay, we're canceled. We know this. And they just started writing like they used to. The last two episodes are great. I'm like, no, I was glad it was canceled. Oh my god, I gotta watch it because I invested all this time. Let me just watch it to the end. I don't care. And then two episodes were great. I'm like, you suck. Mark Harmon.
Not Ted McGinley. Just making sure.
Mark Harmon.
Ted McGinley was on like every show.
Right, and every time he made an appearance on a show, it started to suck and it got canceled.
Well, you know what? He must have taken lessons from Mark Harmon, because Mark Harmon screwed that. I like Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon's on one of these CSI things.
Yeah.
I remember him on Saint Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was talking about.
Summer School is one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that.
He was in that. That's right.
Yeah, he was in Summer School.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry. It just Moonlighting bothers me. It's such a good show.
You know, do you have your computer? Will you turn it on and type in Ted McGinley?
She does.
I want to see his biography.
This guy. Everything.
Oh, I'll do IMDb then.
Yeah, this guy. Like, can you imagine the career? I mean, just to say, like, I've been in this show.
He worked with a lot of people.
Tons of people.
Happy Days.
He was on Happy Days.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was bad on that.
No, I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
He was just one of those, you know, he turned into that actor. Like, you're never going to hire him for a serious role. You know, some actors fall into that. Like, it's hard to hire, you know.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like,
Balki Bartakamus for a serious, you know, love interest role.
All right, I knew this, sort of, but Ted McGinley is the patron saint of the website Jump the Shark, a phrase describing an event in a TV show that marks the start of the show's decline. Because of his frequent roles as a fresh or a replacement character shortly before the termination of many shows.
Jump the Shark, yeah.
He was on Fantasy Island, I'm not surprised. He was in Revenge of the Nerds. He was on Happy Days. He was on Love Boat, Dynasty, Hotel, Perfect Strangers.
Balki.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. For one episode. Where is it? Evening Shade. Revenge of the Nerds 3. Wayne's World 2. I think maybe that. Revenge of the Nerds 4.
Police Academy.
The John Larroquette Show. Oof. Married with Children. Major League, Sports Night.
Major League? He wasn't in Major League.
Back to the minors, I think so.
Oh, Major League 2, Back to the Minors.
Well, I can't see.
Major League's great movie. It's on last night.
I can't see the whole title.
Love it.
West Wing, he was on The Practice.
The dude gets around.
He really does.
I mean,
Hope and Faith, that was a stupid TV show.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, I mean, I'm not, you know, I never envisioned myself as a television actor, but or a movie actor or whatever. But to be on all of those shows and work with all those people, like, that's pretty cool. I mean, he must have some stories.
Oh, he could be.
We should get him on the radio show.
No.
Here we go. I'm calling it out. Ted McGinley. If you're out there,
he's out there.
No. We would like you on this radio.
We would like you to be the first. No.
Hey, listen, I'm making a request. We can all have our own requests, but I want Ted McGinley on this show.
I want Mark Harmon here to answer for Moonlighting.
That's fine.
But Ted McGinley first.
Ted McGinley first.
Okay, that could be
so our first. If you're out there, or if somebody knows you that's listening, they can let him know, please, you know, just in case he's busy. Please let him know. And tell him to contact us at www.thewagband.com.
Ted, we need you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
You kiss me tenderly. La la la.